Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. I'm so happy you're here to join the beautiful Donna Carroll and myself. We're going to talk about Lemuria Rising, the Lemurian Mother Goddess. We'll talk about selenite crystals. We'll talk about connecting with the green-hearted healers, who they are. We're going to flow with it, and I'm really excited. So welcome home, Luminous Light Leaders. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a sanctuary for oneness and renewal and restoration. It is a unity community to empower you, and we really want to provide some upliftment and resources to light you up on your journey of awakening and evolution. And now I want to ask my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today? Well, please, first of all, give yourself permission to play. And as a group, let's intend to beautifully open our hearts, our eyes, our ears, and our senses, and gently raise our frequency while also softening any resistance or distraction or tension so that we feel divine love gently flowing through us, gently flowing through this field, this container. And also through all the cells of our body, through all layers of our energy field, and again, just throughout this sacred circle. I also encourage you to set a personal intention for whatever is most important for you to experience today. Is it a dissolving or releasing of resistant energy? Is it a regeneration or a creation of something new? It could be both. Just set that personal intention for yourself now and just trust and declare it is done, it is done, it is done. I also invite you to silently or aloud offer and extend your readiness and permission to receive the highest expansive frequencies of the divine that will be emanating from this sacred circle today. Before we go further, please visit our website at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Just sign up there to receive all of our announcements if you haven't done so already. And we would love to see you in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. My personal intention with our journey today with Donna is to be a clear instrument of the divine and for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together as I attune to the eternal consciousness within us all and hold space for magical, abundant miracles to unfold for us all. It's a beautiful thing when we walk together hand in hand and heart to heart and really rediscover our divinity. And that's what we do here every day. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive today as I welcome the beautiful Donna Carroll. Let me tell you about her. She is the original channel for the green-hearted healers. We're going to discuss who they are, as well as for the Lemurian Mother Goddess. Donna will be channeling for them today as well. The green-hearted healers can help you jump timelines. Their healing abilities are extraordinary. And the Lemurian Mother Goddess lived on a continent in the Pacific Ocean that sunk a long time ago. We talk about it often on this show. That was the original Garden of Eden. It was the homeland of the sacred feminine principle. And it is Donna's divine soul mission to bring back that energy. She also channels the Arcturians, the Archangels, Ascended Masters, and she specializes in informational readings that include past lives, your divine soul mission, your intergalactic origins, as well as your karmic strengths and weaknesses. She also guides light workers along with her guides to their soul, star, and spiritual path. She also uses crystals in her work. And for the first time in her offering, she's actually including a crystal, a piece of selenite. And so we're going to talk about that and so much more as we dive in. So let's go ahead and get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Donna as I welcome her back to the show. So welcome, my dear.
Thank you, Carrie. It's great to be here, and it's great to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. We've been connected for a while. We connected when I was living on the island, and I remember so much of the selenite that I have came from you, Donna. So I think of you every day as it is surrounding me. And we have a Lemurian connection. it was an instant one when I heard your voice. Let's talk about your connection to Lemuria. How did you come to realize, remember, or bring through this knowledge and history of Lemuria? Let's start there.
Okay. I used to do monthly channels or channel messages where I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I would channel different entities. Basically, I was cutting my teeth, right, learning how to channel publicly. And my guides would impress me, or I would get the desire to channel information about something that I was interested in or curious about. And that's what happened with Lemuria, because I had heard about Atlantis and Lemuria, but I really didn't know anything about it. And when I went online to research it, there really wasn't much there. I don't know if that's changed now, but 4 years ago, there was not a lot of information on Lemuria, or I wasn't accessing it. So I decided to channel about it, and I called in the Lemurian guides. And I was blown away, because they gave an overview of the history of Lemuria. And I came to find out during that channeling that Lemuria was established by Prime Creator. Prime Creator came down as the actual founder of that civilization, and she incarnated as the mother goddess. So oftentimes in our current age, we think of Prime Creator in male terms, and certainly there's been a lot of representations of Prime Creator in male terms throughout different religions. But in Lemuria, she incarnated as a female, and she came down by herself. She produced the hologram, and then all of the beings that started Lemuria came through her body and came down and incarnated, and that's how the civilization started, according to my guides. And it was just fascinating, and it went through, it's an hour-long channeling, and it's actually part of Package A and Package B if people are interested in learning about Lemuria, but it talks about the overarching purpose of Lemuria. How it was founded, how it was maintained, and how it left this dimension. I know that there's Lemurians that live underground in Telos and Mount Shasta, mm-hmm. but they talk about when the continent actually sank. So that's how I found out about Lemuria. And then I just started channeling the Mother Goddess after that. And mm-hmm. she's my main guide now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all kind of coming back to me now how you and I first connected, and I was led to your channelings, as I often am by my team when, you know, just synchronistically it happens, and I remember hearing a lot of the things that were coming through, and they really, really resonated. And then all of this Lemurian information I really connect with too. And so I feel like a lot of people, Donna, especially who would be listening to a call like this today, are here to kind of bring back or regain their ancient Lemurian knowledge, their innate abilities and skills that they cultivated during that time. And that does include telepathy, channeling, all kinds of things, healing. But I know that you've said that, you know, it's important that we clean up our psyches and our lives to be a pure vessel for this loving vibration to come through. What else can you say about that? I mean, the significance of that, of cleaning up all of the our psyches, basically.
It's incredibly important. You know, we have to get in the neutral state of mind, neutral state of consciousness. And I think people are, you know, I can tell from the people that I speak with and from reading things online that people are, have really cleaned up a lot, I would say, in this year. But really, we have to remove the negative thought forms, impressions, even entities that are attached to us. And people need to do this because those things need to get out of the way so that we can encompass and hold more divine light. And we should always be moderating ourselves. You know, am I doing better? Am I moving in the right direction? Am I making progress? And usually you can tell because you won't be triggered or have a strong emotional reaction to something that is not pleasant in your life. You'll be like, oh, okay, it'll be tempered. And so I think people are cleaning up very, very much so now with the solar energies coming in. I listened to some of your shows. Your guests were talking about the plasma energy coming through. That's all cleaning us up, whether we're aware of it or not. But I think most light workers are.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, it helps so much to have a meditation practice or a spiritual practice. I've been meditating 25 years, and if I had not done that practice, there's no way that I could hold as much light as I do because my guides have cleared me out. I've made a conscious and intentional effort to remove all the negativity. Not that I'm totally clear, don't get me wrong, but I'm working in that direction. And I can hold the light because I meditate every day. So that's another thing. You have to put your willpower and your intention to clear. It just doesn't happen. You have to ask for it. And I constantly pray to the angels, my guides, the Mother Goddess, Jesus, the Buddha. I call them all in.
Bring them all in.
I need your help.
Yeah, absolutely, Donna. I do too. And it is a devotion. It's a dedication to conscious living. And I think, because I was going to ask you, as you said, how would you know if you are evolving? And that is the best way to put it. When you are mostly neutral to things that might have previously triggered you, because it doesn't throw you off center. And doesn't mean that doesn't happen, you know, all the time, but for the most part, there's this serenity and a grander perspective. But as you were talking about your dedication and having meditated for 25 years, I want to ask you, as I'm surrounded by the crystals that you gave me along with all of mine, when did crystals become a part of your practice?
Well, that's kind of interesting. That's a story. I'm trying to think probably about 24 years ago or maybe 20, 25 years ago, I went to Hot Springs, Arkansas with my cousin and my sister, mm-hmm. and we went on a trip to go mining. And so we went to the crystal mines, and basically there's quartz there. I came to find out later that quartz is seeded by the Pleiadians.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of record keeper crystals in those mines. But basically, they just dig down into the dirt and they bring up big piles of dirt. And you dig through them and look for quartz. Now, when I went at that time, it was $20 to dig the whole day. So I was like, I'm going to dig for crystals. It's going to be so much fun. And we did. And immediately we went into the dirt and boom, we were bringing out crystals like crazy. I mean, 20 minutes in, I found a four-pointed crystal that was huge. I mean, it really was about, 9 to 12 inches big with four huge points on it. I ended up taking that to India and giving it to my guru. But I found lots and lots of crystals, and I took them back home, and I thought, oh, what can I do with these? And I said, oh, I'll turn them into magnets and sell them to people, not realizing what they were, right? So I still have those crystals, and I've given away a lot of them, but I still have them, and I know, and it's not like I read them. I feel like those crystals are going to be read and worked with much more closely once we get into the new age. That quartz. So that's when I first started working with crystals. But the land, they gave me a lot. I mean, we had a really good mining day that day.
Yeah, treasures everywhere. What about the selenite, Donna? When did
The selenite came into my reality when I started channeling. So, not when I started channeling, because I actually started to learn to channel in 2009, 2010. I took a class, but then I started my business in 2015. And as soon as I started channeling professionally, that's when the selenite came in. A friend of mine gave me a huge selenite angel that I still have that's really beautiful. And it was just popping up. He gave it to me. He's my supplier now. And I thought, oh, I love this. This is beautiful. And I love crystals. I've always loved stones and crystals. But I didn't realize the importance of it and why it was in my reality. It was there to help me channel and to help me really be able to reach out further, to bring in guides that are further out. It extends your energy and it amplifies your energy. And it's just an amazing crystal, but it came into my life when I started channeling professionally is when it happened.
Yeah. They really do help connect us cosmically and expand our capacity for that. And I'm holding one of the ones you gave me. I have one, two, three of the ones you gave me. I also got one of the angels from you. I have that around too. But and I do keep them right here as I'm working. There's so many, and it really does expand that cosmic connection. And I was so glad I had this. I woke up one morning and I reached out to you, and I thought, you know what, we've never offered because people ask me all the time, where do you get your crystals? And they all come from different places, but the selenite came from you. So I was like, why don't we offer that? So thank you. We're going to talk about that later. But yeah, offer A includes a piece of selenite that Donna will send you. And you were so kind, Donna. You sent me, you made these Lemuria bumper stickers and sent me some. And we decided to include those too. But lots of beautiful frequencies and energies. And that leads me to ask you about, when did the green-hearted healers come in? I know they're from another universe. You mentioned they could only recently enter ours, I believe, in last year when this new portal opened. Let's talk about them and what happened when they came into your experience.
Okay, sure. So I guess your listeners know that portals are opening all the time. There was a huge portal that opened on 11/11. In fact, I was down 2 days when that portal came through. I had to just go to bed because I was exhausted. But a client of mine said she saw crystals and she saw rainbows and was having this amazing experience when 11/11 happened. But basically what happened is a year ago in November, so in 2019, I was going through a really, really hard time. I had done a lot of conscious breath work, and I was dealing with childhood sexual abuse issues, and I was extremely depressed and very sad, kind of grief-stricken, because this came into my consciousness, when I was 53 years old, which is later in life, right? So I was trying to heal myself. Like, I was trying to understand why it happened, and I was also trying to heal myself. So I went to bed, and I was doing healing and meditation, and I was calling in the guides and all this stuff. And this was in November a year ago. And I think I was going to sleep. It was at night or, whenever. And I was just lying there, and I felt this pulling on my leg, on my right leg. And I knew that the guides were there healing me, and I thought it was the Arcturians because they've worked on my physical body a lot in the etheric, right? So they were pulling on my leg, and I was like, thank you. And they pulled on my leg, and I had this, honestly, I had this miraculous healing. I had chronic pain in my right hip and chronic pain in my left back for as long as I can remember. When they did that move, I was healed. And I didn't know if it was permanent or not. But I just felt this instant relief. And
right.
So the next day, I was in bed again. Yeah, I guess I talk to my guides when I'm in bed. So I was in bed again, and I said, thank you, Arcturians, for healing me. I really appreciate it, because I didn't see them. I just felt them. Mm-hmm. And I heard, we're not the Arcturians. And I was like, oh. I said, oh, no, I know what happened. I said to the guides the next night, I said, can you show yourselves to me, because I really want to thank you. I want to thank you in person, because I had realized it was a permanent miraculous healing. And they said, okay. And then they showed themselves to me, and I realized they were not Arcturian. They didn't look Arcturian at all. They looked very, very, very foreign. They looked like Gumbies or stick figures. They were not human. They did have two legs and two arms, but they were super skinny and super not human at all, not humanoids. And I said, oh, my gosh, thank you. Who are you? And they just said, we're ETs. Or I don't know how they describe themselves, but we're from another universe, and we came in to heal you. We heard your cry or your ask for help. And then they told me that they had never been here before, and it was just possible for them to come in now because of the energetic portal that opened. So I was blown away, and I thanked them, and I was like, oh, my God. So then I started channeling them, and they're just fun. They're beautiful. They're light. They have a lot of levity. They're happy. In their universe where they're from, they don't have negativity. They don't have bad things happening. So that's not in their consciousness. And so that's what makes them so special. They're very, very pure and very loving.
So when you said they can jump timelines, is that what happened with you, with your physical health?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I think they went back to the point in time where this incident took place. And they brought me up to a different level, a different reality, so that in my conscious body, I did not experience the impact that caused the pain. That's all I can think of. They take you back, they lift you up, and they pull you out of the timeline where you had, you know, things happen that might have caused illness or pain.
Right.
And and I think it was just time for me to release that old wounding. I think that wound for me was a past life wound, but then it got re-injured in the birth canal, because when I came through the birth canal, I twisted my leg. So it got kind of re-injured in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this happened on a year ago. And so...
Mm-hmm.
So are you're still feeling relief from all of that previous pain and discomfort there in your legs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and
beautiful.
I think one leg was shorter than the other, or is shorter than the other, and so that's why there were issues. But yeah, I had pretty intense pain, and they took it out, so. I couldn't believe it, really. I mean, I've heard of things like this happening before, but it's never happened to me before.
So when you're working with people in your sessions, I guess you have the option of bringing through these green-hearted healers if someone is experiencing physical discomfort to support them.
Yes.
Okay.
They will come through. I always pray and hope that people have instantaneous healings, but there's no guarantees on what's going to happen, but I can definitely bring them through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people are ready and they're open, it will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned earlier before I brought you on, when I was talking about you, how in your healings or in your sessions with people, you know, you do all kinds of things. I mean, it can be past life. It can be present healing. It's what do you tend to focus on with people? And are they typically awakened light workers?
Yes, they're typically awakened light workers. And what I tend to focus on, typically what people are interested in, they want to know their galactic heritage.
Their origin.
Yeah, they want to know. And I know people say, oh, well, we're all one and this and that. But I usually get a hit. Hey, I definitely do. I'll go up to someone and I'll know they're Arcturian or Pleiadian or they have a Lemurian background. It's just when I do the readings. And sometimes otherwise, but they usually want to know that information. They want to know what their soul mission is, what they should be focusing on, what their avocation or vocation should be, that, you know, because usually they have a spiritual calling, but sometimes they're not 100% clear on what it is. So we look into the Akash and see what they did before or what's coming back to them now. And I energetically, we can bring in their divine soul blueprint, which is kept in the soul star, and bring that into their body physically. It's already there to some extent, but we bring in, you know, a new upgraded, I guess you could say, divine soul mission download. So we can bring in their soul signature. And yeah, typically they want to know that esoteric, you know, ET type of information. They don't come to me for, you know, like, is my boyfriend going to leave me type of thing.
Right.
They don't.
Right. Yeah, I get it. someone was asking, how would they know if they, when we were talking about Lemuria, how would I know if I am Lemurian or spent time on this continent?
If you have a real curiosity about it or a draw to it, but most the Lemurians that I've met, they have a very high vibration. So they're the nicest people that I've met, so loving, so kind, very spiritual. But the Lemurians tend to love crystals and want to work with crystals. They love the ocean. They have beautiful voices. They carry strong healing energy. But if you are drawn to Lemuria, chances are you're a Lemurian.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, thank you for that. And so, Donna, I want to, before we take callers and you're going to answer questions and you can do some mini readings or healings. Before that, let's do a little channeling from either, what are you feeling? Do you think that the green-hearted healers want to come through or is it Lemurian goddess? What do you feel?
I think the green-hearted healers would like to come through.
I sense that.
Okay. I'm feeling them. Yeah, I'm feeling them.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So at this time, I would like to call in my highest and best healing and channeling guides, including the Archangels, Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, and Ariel. I'm asking for 10,000 warrior protection angels around myself, Carrie, and anyone listening to this live stream now or the video later. Please, if anything's released by anyone, we ask the angels to take it to source and transmute it into light. I ask the Lemurian Mother Goddess to oversee and overlight this channeling. Please make my words clear, accurate, loving, and truthful. And lastly, I would like my friends, the green-hearted healers, to come in, and we ask for a message for the audience today. Amen. Hello! It's the green-hearted healers! We are so happy to be here. We have been wanting to be on Carrie's show, Straight Talk for the Soul, so that we can tell you that we are thrilled to be in your reality. And yes, we have come in a year ago, but that doesn't mean that we haven't been watching you and wondering and waiting for the opportunity to work with you, because we love humans. We love humans, and we want you to feel good and feel progressive and feel unencumbered, and mostly to feel love. And we have come in today to offer healing energy for you all. We we do come from another reality, one that is very, very far away, and we have come a long way to get here. But yet, when we traveled, it was almost instantaneous because we came through an opening. You could consider it a wormhole, but we come from another universe. And we are here right now at this time to help with the ascension. We are here to offer our healing abilities and our outlook, which is a little bit different than Earthlings. We have never incarnated on the planet. There are no green-hearted healers incarnated now on your planet. We are just your friends, you could say, from outer space, and we are here to heal. So understand that we have no judgment we have no judgment towards humans. We don't care what your past was, what you think your future should be, or anything in between. We just want to be here to spread the love and the healing energy and the wisdom that we carry from our reality. And it's so exciting for us to be here, because now we get like a fresh taste of humans, Earth, Gaia, Mother Earth, the birds, the bees, all the animals. We're just thrilled to be in your reality, interacting with you instead of observing you. So we want to thank you for the opportunity to serve. And we also want to tell you that we love you. We love you unconditionally and intentionally. And we love you forever, for all time. So with your permission, we would like to actually come into your bodies, into your reality, into your space, and offer our healing vibration. And so if that is something that you would like to partake in, you can say yes. You can say yes right now, and the channel will bring this energy to you momentarily. Very good. So now we ask that you open your hearts, open your third eye, open your crown chakra, and we ask that you call in your highest and best guides to observe and to centralize and stabilize your energy as we bring you our particular download. So here we go. And now we are coming down into your crown and into your heart. And we ask you to accept this download of energy that is going to bring our essence into your reality to help you heal in whatever way you need to heal, whether it's a physical condition, a mental condition, whether it is emotional in nature, or whether you just want some new fun things in your life. We can bring them to you. So as we do this download, understand that we will have access to your heart and your mind. And when you invoke us and when you choose to work with us, we will be right there and we will make things happen. Yes, we do. We make things happen, and we will prove this to you in due time. So just receive our energy now. Yes, and now the transmission has completed. We are so excited to work with you. We're looking forward to it. We want you to know that, yes, we do have the ability to switch timelines, to lift you up, to lift you right, to lift you left. And we are just working with humans in this area, and we plan to do more and more of this work in the future so that people can have faster faster and easier healing times. These methodologies, these methods that we bring to your reality are new to the planet. So our goal is to reach as many people as possible and to heal them as quickly as possible. And we do this with great love. So please call on us, the Green-Hearted Healers. We love you and we send you our best. And they sent a kiss.
Thank you. What joy. That was a lot of lightness and joy. And Donna, it's so interesting because I always pick out a marker, a colored marker to write notes with. And the one that I had selected was like this aqua green. So that was kind of divinely perfect. Thank you for that, Donna. And for those of you listening, cultivate this connection if you're called to do so with them, right, Donna? And let them do their magic. Have you been working with them every day?
Oh, no, not every day. I channel them on occasion. You know, it's funny. It's like when I have something I have to deal with, I call in the Green-Hearted Healers, the Arcturians, the angels, you know, all the guides, and then I kind of let them pick and choose who's the right one to work with that issue. So I just kind of let them decide. Yeah.
Right. I'm still just so grateful and thankful to hear about your physical discomfort and the relief that you experienced. That is a beautiful thing. So, Donna, wow. Okay, so are you open to now taking some callers? And we have lots of people who've written in, hands up. Are you ready for that, Donna?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so if you guys
Definitely.
Have questions or if you want a little mini reading or healing, just be very succinct, just let us know your name and what it is that you'd like so that we can talk to as many people as we can. So, okay, I'm going to go out there. It's star 2 to raise your hand. Many of you know that. So first caller is area code 509. 509, you're live.
Hello.
Well, hi, and welcome.
Hey.
Hi, what is your name?
Stephanie.
Well, hi, Stephanie. Welcome.
Oh,
I'll let you
wonderful.
Talk to Donna.
Hi, Donna and Carrie. You guys, this is wonderful. Okay, I would love to know about my galactic origin.
Okay. I'm getting that you're Syrian.
Really? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie from Sirius.
That's so funny. Growing up, I always would tell my mom, I'm like, I'm Sirius. And she would say, I'm Sirius's mother. So that makes total sense to me.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys.
Anything else you want to share, Donna?
Okay. So I ask Stephanie's guides to come forward. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you have the ability to transmit not just healing energy, but communication energy from your fingers and the tips of your fingers. So especially, I would say, your index finger, your middle finger, and your ring finger in particular. If you really want to heal people from your dominant hand, you would ask your Sirius guides to open the tips of the fingers. When I say the tips, I mean at the very end. And it's almost like that you can send out a strong burst of laser-like energy from those fingertips that will go into the person and will find the part of the body where they need to be healed. And it's a strong burst of energy, and it will just go in. And you don't have to know exactly where they need to be healed, but intuitively you will be guided. And you can send them strong healing energy that will be very, very good for them. So if you haven't realize that you have that ability, you do, and you can use it right now because it's active. It's activated.
Yay! I did not realize that. That's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah. You can try it, you know. I always try things, you know, on guinea pigs, my cats, or, you know, someone. So give it a shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
Nice. Thanks for calling.
Stephanie from Sirius. Enjoy that.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Stephanie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Next, I'm going to area code 269. 269, you're live.
Hi. Hi, Carrie, and hi, Carol.
Hi.
This is wonderful. I'm really enjoying this. I have a smile on my face, but I've been kind of frustrated because I guess what I'd like to know, is there something... It seems like there's just a little bit too much chaos going on. So, like, okay, just something simple, like my shoes continually untie and I trip, and it's, now that sounds really silly, but that's just an example of, like, I can't get anywhere or get anything done in a single day because something is always, it feels like it's in reverse, like something is always, like I'm having to take care of or clean up or do something and I can't get forward. I can't move forward. It's, I don't know, but it's very, very frustrating. And I mm-hmm. wondered if you could see, like, is this something outside of myself that's causing an interference? Is it me? I don't know what it is anymore, but I've been really working deeply on myself. I will say that. Very intense.
What is your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, okay. Donna, what are you feeling?
Let me ask. So I asked Melissa's guides to come in. So what I'm getting is that there's different energies hitting the planet right now, the ascension energies in particular. But there's other energies coming in as well, maybe some that are not of as high a vibration. So what's happening is your body is getting, is absorbing these energies. They're coming in this way and that way. And what's happening is you're reacting to each of these, I don't know what you would call them, arrays, hits of energy, and you're getting pulled in that direction, and then you're getting pulled in that direction, and then backwards, and then forwards, and then, so it's basically you're getting kind of tossed around by the various vibrations coming to the planet right now. The guides are saying that if you want to move straight ahead and not have such a confusing time or feel so pulled by different in different ways by different energies, that you need to put a strong protection block around you, like a sphere of light or an egg of light. And that you deflect these energies coming into your body, your metaphysical bodies too. So you can say, I ask to be contained in an egg or a sphere of light. I ask for a very hard egg-like shell substance around this sphere. If anything comes towards me, I ask that it be rejected and rebuffed if it's not for my highest good. And then you set up angels around that sphere to moderate what's going on. So invoke Archangel Michael and ask him to help you rebuff anything that's not for your highest good. That's what I'm getting is going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate that. I mean, that's exactly how I feel, but I couldn't put it in words where I feel like I'm just like being, woo, woo. You know, it's almost like.
Yeah, we want to stabilize you, Melissa.
Yeah. I'm in a comedy of errors movie 24/7, and I'm like, no, this has to stop. So I've been working on the boundaries and to put it up. So that just means I just need to intensify, and I really appreciate that. That was really helpful. I was like, oh, don't ask that. My solar plexus was going crazy through this whole, you know, as soon as I started to ask. Mm-hmm. So Anyway, I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
Well, practice that, Melissa, for and intend for that stabilization so that you're not taken off center so easily. And but thank you for being with us, my dear, and lots of love to you, Melissa.
Well, same to you, all of you, and I thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Okay, and Donna, thank you for that. And let me go to our next caller is area code, let's see, 303. You're live.
Hello.
Well, hi. Welcome.
Hi, Kari. Thank you. How are you? And Donna, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. You're doing great. Thank you.
Super. Well,
wonderful.
I did have a couple quick questions, if it's okay to ask.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
I would like information, if you can provide it, on the star family of origin that I have and the star group that I may be working with now so that I can have more clarity in communications with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Tom, and I'm over here in the Denver, Colorado area.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I wanted to say one thing regarding the last caller as well, Kari, that came into my mind. If you're going to protect your space and try and center and ground, you know, always research crystals and use crystals that can help you. So hematite or onyx or labradorite is really going to help the former caller, Melissa, as well as selenite. So I'm just saying, and the guides come through and work through the stones. So I just wanted to add that. I'm sorry, Tom. So
hey,
Tom,
and now to
Tom, let me, if I can ask you to get centered and go into your heart chakra and just kind of rest there, and let me see what the guides pick up. So at this time, I call in my highest and best guides, and I'm asking them for information. I'm getting that you are a star traveler, that you have actually traveled to many different galaxies. I think many people have, actually, but that you're definitely a star traveler, and I'm getting that you're Andromedan. It was hard for me to pick that because there's not many Andromedans on the planet. And their energy is further away than the Sirians, the Pleiadians. Mm-hmm. But let me ask my guides again, make sure I ask, is Tom an Andromedan? Yes, you're Andromedan. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're Andromedans are very evolved, and they tend to be They engage in various activities, various vocations. They can be healers, they can be pilots, I mean star pilots, navigators, but they also tend to be defense. They defend weaker or not as mature civilizations from negative attacks. You're an Andromedan. So that's unusual. I'm trying to think of how many Andromedans I've met, maybe like two or three. Mm-hmm. So for you, it would be good for you to connect with that star civilization and actually, I'm going to tell you what you can try and do. And actually, other people can do this as well. Take a clear quartz crystal and then activate your third eye by pressing the crystal over your third eye just to open it. And then take that quartz and put it against your third eye and look up into the night sky and ask that you be connected to the Andromedans and your star family. And then send your intention out the third eye to where your guides point you in the night sky. You won't see it, but you'll get an intuitive hit on where to go. And then just send your signal out. Okay, I'm here. Thank you. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to work. Send it out. And then once you're done doing your communication, you would reverse the crystal. So basically, the crystal goes out the third eye and the point moves towards the star. Then you reverse the crystal. You put the star coming into your third eye, the point of the crystal coming into your third eye. Ask for a transmission from your guides. If you're lucky, you'll hear something, you'll see something, but regardless, they're going to transmit to you, and they will put that information in energetic codes, and it'll come into your third eye. The crystal acts as a portal. So it's just a lot easier to get from point A to point B using the crystals, and then they'll start communicating with you. Ask for them to communicate with you at night in your dream state, and you can ask for your direct spirit guides. They're already there with you, but that you want to have a more visceral communication and ask them to come in more strongly through that crystal when you do that exercise in the night sky. And let me tell you, everyone can do this. So the Sirians mm-hmm. out there, the Pleiadians, all of you can do this, and you'll get information and you'll get codes.
Mm-hmm. Tom.
Wow. Wow.
Take that in.
I had heard before that for whatever reason, I was one of maybe very few of a kind of a race that are here on the earth. And I guess that certainly puts that into context. And I have this very strong protect the earth type mm-hmm. mentality in my mind. And I also have always loved and worked with selenite. I have it all over the house in big pieces and little pieces. So that's, thank you much.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Wow, yeah, thank you, Tom. There is one of the collectives I work with, Tom, is called the Guardian Collective from Andromeda, and they're the Aurora Guardian Collective, and it's that kind of frequency. It's a very, it's a guardian frequency. But there are different, yeah. Well, I'll let you. It'll be interesting to see as you explore these transmissions from the Andromedans what comes through. So thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to participate.
Just in closing, the last thing I would say is during the latter part of what you were telling me, Donna, my heart felt like in, I can't remember the name of the movie, I think it was E.T., when he finally finds the connection mm-hmm. home. That's how it feels right now inside me, like it's lighting up. So thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. And I want to say I'm always thrilled to meet Andromedans because there are not that many of you here, and you bring beautiful and very unique gifts to the planet. So we want to thank you for being here. And Andromeda is the galaxy next to ours. And so that's why I couldn't quite find you. I'm like, where? No. And then I was like, oh. Had to go outside.
Well, I'm grateful you're here,
pleasure.
Tom. All right. Blessings to you, Tom. It's beautiful to just feel all of the energy here, Donna, from all of the beautiful things. And I want to go, I mean, I know so many of you have your hands up, but I want to go also to a lot of you that wrote in, as many of you wrote in. So let's go to, where do I start? Okay, we'll go to Janine. Janine from Syracuse, New York. What is my galactic origin?
Okay. So at this time, I bring in Janine's highest and best guides, and I'm asking for her galactic origin. Okay. And I'm asking if she can open her heart chakra, dear. Thank you. She is an angelic. She comes from the angelic realm. An angel.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
She also said, I was told years ago that I am not a healer. Am I? Or if not, what am I?
Okay, so I asked the guides, is Janine a healer? Janine, yeah. Yes, you are a healer because you're an angel. Angels carry high healing frequencies through their voice, through touch, and through their words, the words that they speak. So I'm asking the guides, how can Janine use her healing capabilities? So I'm getting that you have a very strong connection with animals, and that right now most of your healing capabilities goes towards animals, whether you realize that or not. So when you go out into nature, when you go shopping, or when you're outside, let all of the animals, the birds and the critters and the flying ones and the animals on the ground, receive your healing energy. Your energy is subtle, okay? So it's not going to be like a blast, like some ETs can really, I mean, they'll wake you up out of a sound sleep, right? So your energy is very subtle, very light, very loving, angelic. And so if you choose to work with your guides, the angels, you can do something like IET, which is integrated energy therapy, which works directly with the angelic teams. But yeah, you could definitely affect people as well, and you can do that intentionally if you would like to.
Mm-hmm. Janine, I hope that you heard that. Thank you, Donna. And let's see. Garce, Garce from Canada. Says, dear Donna and Carrie, apparently I have a female Lemurian guide with an insignia on her forehead. Can I have some insights about her or a message? Thank you and infinite blessings. Garce, I believe is how you pronounce it. Garce.
Okay, sure. So I'm connecting with Garce and his guide, and I'm asking my guides to come through. Okay, so I'm getting that, Garce, you are Lemurian, and you were, in ancient times, you were on a Lemurian Council of Light. And that Council of Light was having to do with, I guess you could say, the governance of Lemuria, or it was, the council was really looking into the direction that the civilization was going to go. Where should we go? Who should be allowed to be in our community? Basically forward projecting how to get the Lemurian energy out there. You were on this council in ancient times. So you held a position of, I guess you could say, authority or influence in ancient Lemuria. So looking into your guide, so I ask your guide to come forward. This guide is, okay, so this guide that you have, this female Lemurian, is on the other side, and she is on a council in the ethers, very similar to the one that you were on when you were incarnated. And this guide in the ethers, I'm sorry, I can't get her name, she works with other guides who have representatives or contacts upon the earth. So your guide is telling me, in case people are unaware, the Lemurian culture is rising. It's coming back. The Lemurians are starting to awaken. And as we go further and further into the new age, the Lemurians will regain their former, you could say, I don't powers, their gifts, their remembrance, maybe is a better word. So she is in a council in the ethers, and she is working with other Lemurian advisors about bringing up the ancient Lemurian ways, about bringing the culture back, and they are working with their contactees on Earth, and that is who you are. So she's going to be working and is working with you very directly about bringing the Lemurian way back to planet Earth. And so you're going to be part of that movement.
Wonderful. Good timing.
Yeah.
Okay. I sure hope you heard that. Okay. Next is Pushpa, P-U-S-H-P-A. Pushpa, she says, hi, Carrie and Donna. I would love a reading, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Carrie, you're Amazing. Well, thank you. I've been listening to your show for the past year, have not missed one. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for being with us. And Donna, she's just asking for a reading. Pushpa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, awesome. So let me look at Pushpa. I ask her highest and best guides to come forward, and I'm asking for a reading. They're saying that Pushpa has been through a lot. Pushpa is an old soul, and she has she's part of the collective, and she came in to help people clear their karma. So she has taken on a lot of stuff that hasn't been easy to transcend because she's taken on the collective karma for people that otherwise would kind of be stuck in the mire. So let me go into Pushpa. So you have a very giving, loving heart, willing to do the dirty work for people that can't seem to get there themselves. So that doesn't sound. So let me go into Pushpa. So so you're tired, and you're tired of this work. And so let me ask your guides what you're looking to do in the future. So let me go in. Okay. So Pushpa, you also have a strong Egyptian background, and I'm talking ancient Egypt. You had many lives in ancient Egypt where you were working with alchemy, and you were creating elixirs, potions, that type of work. These elixirs were designed to help people heal and to help them remove negative thoughts and negative things from their body. So you have a really strong history in removing entities, removing illness and sickness from people's bodies. So this is why you have the ability to help the collective clear, because you've done this before, or you have the power. I don't know. You just have the you can do it. Well, what can I say? Not everybody can. Not everybody can. So Pushpa, let me look into this. So what I'm hearing is that because you have this Egyptian history, it would be very good for you to connect with gold. Gold is a great conductor of electricity, and it's a conductor. And also for you to be working with pyramids. You were an alchemist, and you know how to move and transmit energy. That you should get crystal pyramids if you don't have them, and start working with the pyramidal form, and ask your guides to come in and help you remember what you knew in ancient Egypt. That's what I'm getting for you.
That was wonderful. Pushpa, that was a lot. So much love to you, and thank you for being a part of the Sacred Circle this whole last year. I appreciate that. Okay, Donna, we'll go back to some more people in a minute, but let's talk about your offerings that you've created that include a special or a private session with you. But offer A, well, both offers can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on the marketplace and you will see Donna's beautiful smiling face. Click on that image and you will see these two packages. Offer A is the green-hearted healers package, and this is the one where you get, well, even if you get B, you're going to get everything in A. So anything you get from Donna will include this piece of selenite. As you can see on the page, if you're following along, that's just a sample photo of a piece of the selenite crystal. And then the I Love Lemuria bumper sticker that Donna created. I have them scattered about. Donna, they're beautiful. And I'll just briefly say what's in here, and then I'll let you add what you'd like to, Donna. There's the Bring In Joy, Healing, and Wisdom by Connecting to Your Spirit Guides recording, How to Heal Yourself with Selenite. That's really important, so you'll really understand what to do with it. The Song of Lemuria, A Channeled History, which you spoke of earlier, Donna. This is a detailed history so you understand a lot of that. The Lemurian Cleanse, Activation, and Visioning Tapes. And and then a bonus offer, which is the yogic money manifesting technique. So, Donna, please expand on this a bit and let people know what all of this is about. I'm so excited about the selenite, first of all. Thank you for saying yes to that.
Oh, sure, yeah. The selenite is from New Mexico. So it comes off of the New Mexico mesas, and you'll get a size that you can hold in the palm of your hand. And when you get the selenite, please listen to the tape, How to Heal Yourself with Selenite, and it will tell you how to work with selenite. So it expands your energy, it amplifies your energy, but most importantly, selenite connects you with the angelic realms. Selenite is pure Christ consciousness in mineral form. So the angels are able to come through the selenite, and your guides are able to work with you much more effectively. So, for instance, if you have a headache in the morning, what you can do is put an essential oil on top of your head, like peppermint, and then put the selenite over it, ask for your guides to come through, and ask them to pull that headache out of your mind. And so there's so many ways to work with selenite. I've listed 25 of them on this tape. You can put it in your bath water, and it melts eventually, but the healing energy of the selenite will come into your body through the water. Selenite melts in water, and selenite grows in water. Selenite does not grow in rock like other crystals. Because it grows in water, that's why it's so unique and so special. So that's the selenite, and that's how to heal yourself with selenite. And then the Lemurian tapes are really good for Lemurians because it gives you an overarching history of the culture channeled from my guides, why it was formed, how it was formed, what its purpose was, how the Lemurians went across the world and met other peoples from other parts of the world and got their energy into other cultures, and why the civilization eventually left this reality. So it's a really good overriding history. And then the Lemurian, cleanse, activation, and visioning, the Mother Goddess works with you directly to activate your Lemurian codes in your body. The Lemurian codes are the diamond light codes. I think other people have talked about the diamond light codes. Those are Lemurian, and they come directly from the Mother Goddess, and she will bring them into your body. You will also remember or get, triggered. I don't know, triggers.
Activated.
To remember your, activated, thank you, to remember your Lemurian history. What did I do in Lemuria? Because people had different functions. What was my purpose in being there? So you get an activation, you get activated in your Lemurian vocation, and then there's a visioning about, oh, what would it be like to go back to Lemuria, and how would my daily life be, and what would it feel like? And it's, Lemurian energy is amazing. I've had probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 dreams in the last year about Lemuria, the new Lemuria. And I go to the new Lemuria, and I'm hanging out, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing, but I've never been so happy. I've never been so joyful. I've never been so free. And it's so light, and it's so beautiful. And when I wake up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to go back, you know. So the Lemurian energy, just to connect with it, it's so uplifting. But the Mother Goddess is channeled through those 3 tapes so that you can get much more viscerally and directly connected to Lemuria, the old one and the new one coming up. So, yeah.
Yes, beautiful. And then the 5-day bonus offer is the yogic money manifesting technique. It's 18 minutes long. You say it's easy and fast. It's a complete meditation. Takes you less. I mean, explain what this is and, yeah, it's just an addition. Like, bring in some abundance too, so why not? So what is this?
Well, if you want to manifest, and I put money manifesting because that's what most people want to manifest, but you could actually use this technique to manifest anything. And with the yogic money manifesting technique, first of all, it's an ancient Indian technique passed down from guru to disciple. So it's not my work, but it's out there. So I thought, well, this would help people. So let me try and bring this in. So it uses the different points on the body. It uses the crown chakra. It uses the root chakra. It uses the third eye. So it's using the chakra points to manifest. And that's why, in my opinion, it's more powerful than saying affirmations or doing something verbally, because you're actually using the yogic points in the body. And once you get the hang of it, it will take you about a minute and a half to 2 minutes per session. So you would do 3 repetitions of the yogic money manifesting technique 3 times a day, and then watch your reality change. You're basically using universal energy to change your reality, and you will start manifesting abundance and wealth. Initially, it might not come in the form of money, although sometimes it will. I know that I started doing it again a couple days ago, and like within 2 days, I had 2 checks from class action settlement lawsuit. I'm like, how did this even happen? I don't know.
But you didn't even know you were part of.
Yeah, and I put them in the bank. And so it works. And a client of mine said, I didn't get any money. She started like, but in 2 days I had a friend forgive a debt. I got taken out to lunch and something else. So, but eventually if you keep doing, it's like anything, it's consistency. If you do this regularly, yeah, it works. So it's just a way to get money.
Why not, yeah, be blessed in all of these ways. So thank you for including that. And offer B, Donna, is all of that in offer A, plus a private session with you. It is an hour-long private reading. And clearly you can, whatever somebody asks, you can tune in. And it is recorded. So you will have this recorded. And anything else you want to share about the private sessions, Donna?
I work a lot with the angels, and of course I call in your guides, and really you can ask just about anything, and I'll do my best to have them answer it. So, and I also offer healing energy. I bring in angelic energy and Arcturian energy and green-hearted healer energy for healing. And this can be emotional healing. I had someone come to me not too long ago, but she was getting a lot of problems with it was the ascension energy that was impacting her or affecting her, and she was getting I forgot what was happening, like flashbacks or just very discordant energy, and she couldn't sleep and all this stuff, and the guides actually wound up healing her, so it totally went away. So those are some of the things that can happen. I wish I could remember exactly what was wrong with her, but you know, channels, we don't remember that much. It's like we bring in the energy and then we forget mm-hmm. about it. You know, that's kind of how it is. But sometimes the healings can be miraculous. They are not always, but sometimes we get lucky.
Yeah, I want to read, well, thank you, first of all, for both offers, and they're beautiful and wonderful, and I hope that all of you will consider them. And I want to read some of the people who wrote back in. Pushpa wrote back in, said, infinite thank you to Carrie and Donna. No wonder I am so very drawn to pyramids and Egypt and alchemy. Thank you. I feel so blessed to be a part of this community. So thank you, Donna, for that. And Garce from Canada wrote back in and said, wow, thank you so much. I am in awe. What an amazing gift you have, Donna. I didn't expect to get my question taken. I'm so grateful. What a powerful message. She said, or he or she, I'm not sure if Garce is a he or she, may I ask if this connection to the Lemurian power is connected to nature? Because I can find true essence and center only with and in nature. Infinite gratitude to both of you.
Yes, and so in the Lemurian culture, fertility was, in a sense, worshipped. The creative abilities, the Lemurians came down and they brought in new codes and new genetics to produce all kinds of different plants and animals. They actually created different forms of nature, and then they were lucky enough to be able to enjoy that nature and be there. But it was a very lush, vegetative, tropical, beautiful mm-hmm. environment. So, yes, being in nature and connecting with nature is actually connecting directly with the Lemurian codes, because the Lemurians
Absolutely.
Created a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Janine wrote back in, said, thank you so much for answering my questions. I've always felt drawn to the angels. And lately I felt like I was an angel in training. She said, my mother used to call me an angel. So that's beautiful. Let me take a couple more of these, Donna. Dorothy from Santa Fe, New Mexico, your state, your neighbor, says, what is my star family and my purpose here? That's Dorothy in Santa Fe.
She's a writer. She's very good at expressing herself through writing. So I'm asking the guides to come in, and Dorothy, please open your heart and let me see what she's she's Pleiadian. She's a writer. She's a creative. She's an artiste. Very creative and very interesting. She can be a little eclectic or a little marches to the beat of her own drummer. People appreciate her work, and they appreciate her sense of, she has a very unique and different way of looking at something, at life. So her perspective is a little bit different than others. And when she transmits that perspective through her words or her creative expressions, it opens people up. It opens people up to new ways of thinking and new ways of being, and that's the gift that she brings to humans, is she expands them and gets mm-hmm. them to say, I never thought about that before. I never considered that, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So she helps them to open up in many ways.
Beautiful. Dorothy, mm-hmm. so grateful you're with us, and hopefully you heard that. Linda with a Y, Lynda from Ottawa. I'm wondering what is happening to me. Why is my body in so much physical pain, especially my legs? I was once told I was from Arcturus in the fairy realm. Can you confirm any of this?
Okay,
Linda.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking the guides, what is going on with Linda's legs? Oh, okay. So, there was a past experience or a past life where your legs were crushed, actually. Bad accident, terrible accident. And what's happening right now in this lifetime is that karma, those impressions are being released. And this is why you have so much pain in that part of the body. So it has to do with the past life. So I'm trying to see what happened to you. It's almost like they got run over somehow, maybe with a wagon or something like that. And you were female in that lifetime, and you chose this lifetime to release that imprint. So I asked the guides, if you're Arcturian, if you're a fairy, what is your connection galactically? You're a fairy. You've got the fairy energy, my dear. Mm-hmm. Fairy, 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 yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing. And Arcturian, no. Is Linda Arcturian? No, you're more connected to the fairy realm.
I feel that too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Linda. She is like a Flaherty. She has touched on, she wrote in a couple more times, just like flitting around from one thing to another. She's flying around. She also feels something is definitely blocking me from abundance. Any insight on that for Linda? And then, yeah.
Well, you know, if you look back to the fairy world, there's no monetary exchanges. Everything is supplied by nature, and it comes through naturally. So let me see what would be the block in this lifetime. There's a sense of undeserving, a sense of, I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of this. So, and many, many, many people have this. Many people. And so for you to become truly abundant, you would have to release that thought form from your mind and from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, the world is yours.
Try
and
the,
also,
the yogic thing, the yogic
try that.
Practice.
Yeah, that would help a lot. Let's see, is there anything else I can see? You're very sweet. You can be very sweet and loving and even childlike. And you bring that energy to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world appreciates it because we need much, much more of it. The innocence and the childlike energy and just the joy of, you know, just going out in nature and appreciating the beautiful things that God has brought to us, just appreciating it and loving it. You can see all that, which is wonderful. Yeah,
she can. And Linda, I know you're here often, so I appreciate your vibration in this sacred circle and community. And hopefully that was helpful, Linda. We'll do one more. Maya, I love your name, Maya. Maya from California. What a great call. May I ask about my purpose in galactic family? I'm feeling so lost here on Earth. Ah, Maya.
Oh, how old is Maya? Can I ask her?
Maya, how old are you? My dear. hopefully you're hearing this and you're right back in right away.
Okay.
Maya.
Okay, so let me go into Maya and I ask the guides to come in. Okay. So, yeah, she's a warrior, a light warrior. Maya's a light warrior. And I'm getting
she's
the 46. Feeling that she
she's
has 46. Okay. So I asked the guides, What? Thank you, Maya. What is her galactic connection, and what's her soul history? Why is she here? Okay, so Maya came in with a band of galactic warriors. So etherically, the soul ray that she came in was coming in at this time to help with the ascension and to bring in the energy. So this would be the activism energy. We're going to hold strong and block negative entities and forces from impacting our reality. So you have a strong warrior energy. Oh my God, they're telling me that you have spent time on Mars. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Mars has had a pretty interesting history, and in one part of its history it was pretty troubled. And the guys are telling me that you went to Mars and worked with the Martians and were there trying to ward off negative energy and fight negative energy, and you were on planet. So that's pretty intense. So I'm trying to, I know she wants to know her galactic family. So let me see if I can see. Hmm. It's really, I'm really not picking up anything, and that's kind of rare. So let me see if I can go in deeper. I don't know. I'm not familiar. That's all I can tell you. It's nothing that I know. So I'd have to figure it out.
Right, not a name that you would that you know of. And sometimes it's something that we don't have a name for. So it is probably from a quite distant universe.
Probably. Let me ask the guys if they have anything else about Maya. They're saying that she came to Earth directly from Mars and that her skill set was needed here and that she's come with her cadre, but she comes from a civilization that has very strong just warrior energy, and yeah, it's off. It's out of the solar system. Is it in this galaxy, guys? No, it's not in this galaxy. I don't know.
Maya, I hope that was helpful, my dear. Thank you for being with us. Dorothy from Santa Fe did write back in and said, thank you, that was so helpful. I've always known that I think differently, and it's heartening to know that this somehow helps people open up. Yeah. Thank you for you, Dorothy. And wow. Well, we could go on and on. Donna, you have been so generous with your time in connecting in with so many of our beautiful listeners today and sharing the green-hearted healer energy. Is there anything else that feels significant, Donna, that you want to bring through? I want to make sure that
The Lemurian Mother Goddess would like to bring in a short message.
Sure.
Connect with the audience, and that's about it.
That's beautiful. That's what I was feeling too. So please allow that to come through.
Okay, thanks. So at this time, I call in my highest and best guides again, and I call in the energy of the Lemurian Mother Goddess. I'm asking her to bring us a message today that will heal, uplift, and help all of the listeners and anyone else in our beautiful world. Okay, so I'm going to bring her in. Thank you, Carrie, for having me on your show. You are a delight. And we in the higher realms of consciousness love you dearly and appreciate all the work that you have done in spreading the message of love and light to humans who are thirsting for it at this time.
Thank you.
We want to say that this is her guides coming in as well. We want to say that we are very proud of all of you because through thick and thin, you have understood that the earth needs a healing, and you have come to this reality to offer the healing, the light, and the love that the earth so desperately was calling for. You are bringing in the new age. You are the warriors of the light, the vanguard of the light, and the love emissaries that are bringing in the Lemurian energy and the other off-planet energy that is going to and is already transforming this world. We want you to know that Lemuria, yes, is rising again. And when we say this, we mean it quite literally, that there will be earth changes upon your planet. There will be a shifting and a sifting of resources. So what will happen when these earth changes finally make it to this planet? Basically, individuals will in a sense, be gathered and go off to the correct reality for them, the one in which they vibrate. So those who will be returning to Lemuria will be carrying the Lemurian vibration, and many carry the Lemurian vibration because the original Lemurians who came down crossed the planet, went all over the world eventually, and eventually they interbred with the existing humans. So many, many people all over the earth hold the Lemurian genetics, and they hold the Lemurian codes, and they have access to the Lemurian portals, which are opening. We have opened several portals, and the main portal will be opened with the Great Earth Changes when the continent itself will rise again out of the Pacific Ocean. It will be a time of great rejoicing when the Lemurians come back to their homeland. It will feel like the long days of traveling and all the trials and tribulations are finally over. You will be coming home, and you will be living in love, light, infinite creativity, and much, much possibilities. It will be the life that you dreamed of. And we will all gather once again to share our love and connection. I am looking forward to it, as I will be incarnate at that time to dwell on the land and to live with you all. I want to let you know that I love you infinitely. I loved you from the time you were born, through all your journeyings, through your awakenings. And I will love you forever, as you are my children. We, in the higher realms of consciousness, have come today to let you know to just stay with the course, hold on a little bit longer, and understand that your Lemurian homeland is waiting for you, and you will be in this reality before you know it. Sending you all my love. This is your mother. Namaste.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad that that came through. That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. Donna, thank you. And oh, yes, that felt really significant and so loving. So loving. Donna, thank you. And I just want to tell you that Maya just wrote back in and said, oh my gosh, you blow my mind. Thank you so much. I have a lot of passion. It makes sense, and I can easily detect dark energy. Thanks so much to both of you. So that was from Maya that I wanted to pass along. And what a beautiful, beautiful gathering and time together with you, Donna. I so appreciate you and your clarity with regard to bringing through so much today. It was wonderful. I really, really appreciate you so much, Donna.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you, Carrie, and all the Lemurians listening. I can't wait to go back to Lemuria permanently. So thank you. It was an honor for me to be on your show. I love your show. I love your guests. And thank you for bringing in so much light to this world.
Yeah. Absolutely. And today was beautiful. It really, really was. So thank you, Donna. Thank you to everyone who has joined us for the gift of your time and your openness and your warmth and your love and your presence. And if this has resonated, remember to consider the beautiful offerings that Donna has created so you can learn more about the history of Lemuria, how to heal with selenite, get a piece of this beautiful selenite for yourself, as well as work with Donna privately. As you can tell in just a couple of minutes what she was able to share with some of you. So to have an hour with Donna is really special to learn about whatever, your mission, your purpose, your past life information, anything, your galactic history, origin, all of that. So Thank you all again. As we bring the show to a close, as I've been sharing lately, please acknowledge this grand invitation before you to remember your divine power, purpose, and potential to be a rainbow pillar of light, a diamond crystalline beacon of unwavering love, and an illuminating instrument of clarity and purity during this time of transformation on our planet. We really appreciate you. The world needs you as we usher in this golden age. And your empowered vision and leadership as a light leader is so needed. So thank you. You are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved. And thank you for joining Donna and myself on this adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of new earth, grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. Please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.